Thank you for calling XPO. My name is Cheryl. How may I help you?
Hey, Cheryl. This is Rory. How are you doing today?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing fine as well. I am calling about order number 072, F as in Frank, 5, C as in Charlie, 03.
072, F as in Frank, 5, C as in Charlie, 03.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right, and the customer is BREENAU.DRIVE in Gainesville, Georgia. How may I help you with this order?
All right, so I called this customer yesterday because I was actually kind of still am in the Canton, Georgia area. Ironically enough, doing another Home Depot job. This job was supposed to be a simple 1, 2, 3. Come to find out that it had massive custom labor that XPO did not put on for whatever reason. I had to reach out to Kendra to have her re-add it. But nonetheless, it took me way, way longer than originally anticipated. So I told the client, I asked initially if I could just come tomorrow morning based on what was going on. He said he'd still rather me come out tonight, but basically I'm still here, and based on what time I'm going to be done, it's probably going to be close to between 8:30 and 9 o'clock before I get all the way to Gainesville. So I'm wondering if you guys could reach out to the client, let him know, sincerely apologize, and let them know that it will definitely have to be tomorrow before we come out, or whatever other day works best for them. I'd be more than happy to come out there first thing in the morning to get them up and running. I'm sure it's not going to make much of a difference if it's tonight or tomorrow morning. Hopefully it won't, but that's just what's going on now. But again, I did reach out to him earlier. We did speak, and I did kind of make him aware of what was going on at the time.
Okay. One moment.
And if he does accept tomorrow, you can just, we don't have to move it to tomorrow because it's already on my app. So I'll just close it out tomorrow once I get it done.
Okay. One moment.
Thank you.